Okay, good morning, everybody, and a good Erev Shabbos. So Shishiv Baloscha, unfortunately, is where things begin to fall apart. We have the Misonanim, and of course we have the Kivros HaTava, and in conjunction with this, Moshe Rabbeinu himself, Im Kacha Atosali, Hargeni Naharog, V'Ale Rebbe Ra'asi, Moshe Rabbeinu seems to be despairing, according to some views within Chazal, the view of Rabbi Akiva, no less. Moshe Rabbeinu begins to have his own doubts, you know, and this is inextricably linked to Moshe Rabbeinu's request. To which the response is, "Vayomer Adonai el Moshe, Sfali shivim ish mizikne Yisrael." Asher yadata ki hem zikne ha'am v'shotra v'lakachta usam elo omoed v'hisyatzvu shamimach. That clause, v'hisyatzvu shamimach, is taken by Chazal and the Rambam to mean that Moshe Rabbeinu is the paradigmatic dayan, and all dayanim have to be, and in some ways, you know, minukim me'avon like Moshe Rabbeinu, minukim me'mum like Moshe Rabbeinu, v'hisyatzvu sham Imach, v'yaradti v'dibarti im chasham v'atzalti min haruach asher alach v'samti aleihem v'nasu itcha b'mas ha'am v'lo tisa ata levadecha. The Ramban brings to Deus what v'atzalti min haruach is. Either v'atzalti, the first day in the Ramban, which he subsequently rejects, is right, what Esav says to Yitzchak Avinu, right, halo atzalti li bracha, to withhold. In other words, that Moshe Rabbeinu was really the only one who received prophecy, right, as opposed to them. They were just sort of just in his presence. Then he says, no, atzilut is really like an overflow. That they will be able to take that which flows beyond you. What I wanted to deal with here is the notion of shivimish mizikne Yisrael as developed so beautifully by the Ramban. So this Ramban undoubtedly has metaphysical components, but based on the Pirkei de Rabbi Lazar, there's a perfectly exoteric dimension that I'd like to develop. Pirkei de Rabbi Lazar, Makadosh Baruch Hu, Shivim Malachim Asovim Kisei Chavodo, Bo Neval Bil Lashonam Lachin Hayam Misbar Biyordi Mitzrayim Shivim V'tzivar HaMisbar Hazeh B'Shoftei Yisrael Kam Misbar Hazeh Yichlol Kol Hadeos B'Yoso Kol Kol HaKochos V'lo Yipale Mehem Kol Davar. V'chein b'matan Torah v'shivim mizikne Yisrael. It comes up first in Parshas Mishpatim. Ki roi b'mispar ha'shalem hazeh sh'yishra lehem kivod ha'shchina. Kasher hu b'machane Yisrael. Kasher hu b'machane ha'elyon, etc. So the Ramban, amongst other certainly metaphysical doctrines, is suggesting the idea of 70 as representative of kol hadeos. And where you have kol hadeos, where you have in the aggregate all of the various possibilities, shivim panim l'Torah, then one has the infrastructure which is ro'oi for hashra'as hashchina. Right, that's exactly what the Ramban means. He says, ki ro'oi b'mispar hashalem hazeh sh'yishra aleihem kivod hashchina, which is exactly the way that the Sanhedrin is meant to function. It's sort of like as a channeling. This is the Ramban Lashitaso. Ki ha-mishpat Elokim hu, Elokim nitzav ba-da'asel, bekerev Elohim yishpot, ki ha-shchina imahem, the Ramban goes on to say in this piece, lahaskim al yadam. So if the Sanhedrin is sort of like channeling the perspective of the Shechina in any particular case, what the MS Lamita would be, Hashem is the ultimate Dayan, and it's being channeled through the Sanhedrin. So you want a Sanhedrin which has the infrastructure, it has the basic framework, parameters through which the Shechina can be channeled. But of course, this has highly exoteric, rationalistic implications for the way a Sanhedrin is meant to function. The halacha of maschilin min atzad, maschilin min akatan, bedine nefashos is in some kind of a technicality, but it's a reflection exactly of this idea that the whole point of the Chatzi Goren as well, that everybody should be able to see each other. The whole point is, of course, that there's a Masau Matan, that there's an exchange of ideas and views and encouragement for people to express differing perspectives through which Imras Hashem Tzrufa, the aggregate product will be refined, the aggregate product will be far better. So again, the whole Masau Matan, Divrei HaMechayvim, Divrei HaMatirin, etc., is intrinsic to the system. It's kolo kol hadeos. So again, what we're not looking for within the framework of the Sanhedrin is groupthink, right? So that's the problem. Of losan al riv, have yomer losan al rav, maschin minatzad bedini nefashos. Is we need to get different perspectives, even if a perspective in the end is nidcha, is part of the miyot, so it's valuable in terms of sharpening what will end up being the dispositive perspective, and sometimes by modifying it to a certain extent, right, which is the nature of Machanta Shel Torah, you know, at its very finest. So again, this is like a critical piece in many, many different ways. But Es Fali Shivimish Mizikne Yisrael, which is both Ra'oi Shetishrei Aleihem Shechina, which is also part of the job description of the Sanhedrin, but also just in terms of its reflection of Kol Hadeos, it's critically important that it should reflect all the variety of perspectives that are available. And of course, even though we don't have the Sanhedrin anymore and haven't for many, many, many centuries, Yosef Cairo sought to redress that point. But that being a paradigm for Torah engagement of Kol Hadeos, and that they should be encouraged and not just everybody lining up behind one point of view. If you have a different perspective, Lo Sagru Mipneish means Lo Sachnes Devarecha Mipneish. A person has to express themselves if they're at that madrega. So that is all built in to the idea of Shivimish, Mizikne Yisrael, Kol Hadeos Kulam Shivim Panim LaTorah.